Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We wanted to get an update in terms of the property market because there are some warning signs. The South African Reserve Bank will keep its foot firmly on the pedal with broad price pressuring, prompting a 75 basis point interest rate and a hawkish statement next week. That's on the 22nd of September. That's according to Jeff Schultz. He's a senior economist at BNP Paribas in South Africa. And this is what he says. We expect further hikes to follow with a 7% terminal rate to be reached by January 2023, and this is what he said in a voice note. So is this a concern? What does the South African property market look like, and what can we expect? Kobus Udendaal, Managing Director at Luke Geffen Sotheby's International Realty. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. I'm good. Thanks for the opportunity.
A great pleasure. So can we get a sense of how we are doing both in the residential and commercial property space?
We came through the situation where we found ourselves in the COVID-19 pandemic a lot better than anticipated. The market recovered itself pretty well, and all the figures that was fetched at that time came out as a surprise to everybody because it really held up well. Mm-hmm. But the challenging economic conditions and the rising interest rates and the quieter winter time that we find ourselves in at the moment is having a dampening situation on the market at the moment. So on the short to medium term, we'll have to wait a few months before we really know where it's going to go. But we've got to keep our heads out of the sky at the moment. Mm. We've got to be very careful.
What is you speak about winter. Is that traditionally a quieter time in this industry, in this market, in any event?
Traditionally, it is. It's always been like that.
Right.
Just because there's a different vibe around the house when you come into it.
Sure.
and make that decision to buy or not.
Right.
More natural light is one of the things that just is there in the summer times. More flowers, more green. There's just a different vibe in the property. But that doesn't mean that you cannot sell in winter. Having a nice vase full of flowers and make sure that you open up everything, it can create, or maybe a fireplace that's been lit.
Right. Just to make sure. Vibe. Yeah. In terms of property prices, residential property prices, what are we seeing?
Definitely under pressure at the moment, Albert. It is not a situation where everybody goes into the market at the required price and fetch that price. The market is negotiating between 8% and as much as 15% at the moment on initial price going into the market. But you must also remember that you can go into the market at the total wrong price. We've seen prices that dropped as much as 20% and more percentage since going into the market and eventually selling for a price, just because you went into the market at the wrong price. And that is very damaging to a property, especially in this environment. There's a lot of properties in the market, and the choice is there's just a large choice of property that is available to purchase. People is not buying overpriced properties in this environment.
Right.
Got to keep that in mind. Yeah.
And how do we compare with the rest of the world?
America is doing exceptionally well at the moment. I've had a talk with somebody just last week about what the market is doing there, Miami and surroundings. The market is exploding on that side. There's been an increase up to 18% on property values year on year, and not only 1 year, I'm talking about a three-year period. But there is a lot of property changing hand there at the moment, and the time that it stays in the market is also much shorter. I'm not 100% convinced or informed about what the market in Europe is doing at the moment, unfortunately. But the American market, much faster. It's got a long time in the market before we realize a sale than opposed to what's happening.
What is the average time that when somebody puts their home on the market to when it sells?
Relative question, Mark. Howard, it depends on... it always will be a fact that you might find yourself in a seller's market just because of the area that you live in.
Ah.
Position is as
still
important
remains
as
true.
Ever been. But because of the fact that you are close to amenities and good schools and all these kind of things, sought after areas, real sought after areas, you might find yourself in a seller's market, which will mean that you will stay in the market a much shorter time, depending on price as well. You cannot expect to get an overpriced remuneration or the price on your house if you went into the market with your heads in the sky. It's not going to happen. But definitely, right price, right area, you sales is happening within a week, 10 days.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It can happen.
So it's all really dependent on area and demand.
All relative, you're right.
Kobus Udendaal, Managing Director at Luke Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, talking to us about the South African market. 8:43, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.